Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Shaking at the Homo Hop with your host, Timmy Bear. Tonight's episode will be entitled Atypical Girls, and as you might guess from that name, focuses on all female bands of the 20th and 21st century. There's actually a bit of a tradition in the 20th century of all female bands dating back at least as far as the 1920s, with Helen Lewis and her all-girl jazz syncopators, for whom there's actually apparently film made in 1925, though it's presumably silent, and continuing on with such groups as Ina Ray Hutton's Melodeers from 1934 to 1939. There's actually a book entitled Swing Shift by Sherry Tucker, published in 2000 by Duke University Press, that focuses on the experiences of 1940s all-girl bands, at which time there was a bit of a growth in that area because, of course, of many of the men being in Europe, much like Rosie the Riveter. But the earliest I have in my collection of any all-girl group will be Betty Brant with Abby Neal's Ranch Girls, called I'll Take Back That Heartache, from about in the mid-1950s, and that's where we'll start this evening. Coming up next is a band that existed from 1962 to 1968. They were from Liverpool, and despite that, were named the Liverbirds. Not the Liverbirds, as you might guess. I've seen it confirmed in an interview on YouTube. Now, much like the Beatles, they actually moved from Liverpool to Germany to further their careers. Unlike the Beatles, they pretty much never came home. They released 2 albums and a handful of singles in Germany, never actually managing to get a record released back home in England. Most of their material consisted of covers of people like Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, various R&B songs from the time period, again, much like the Beatles in their early career. They did, however, do a handful of original songs, and so we're going to be playing Why Do You Hang Around Me, which was written by Pam Birch, their lead singer and rhythm guitarist, who unfortunately died this past December in 2009. And this recording comes from a brand new collection called From Merseyside to Hamburg, which collects pretty much everything they ever recorded. In fact, probably is everything they ever recorded in 29 tracks. Enjoy. Coming up next is a band from Nashville, Tennessee, from the late 60s, who actually did not exist for very long, and actually, according to some theorists, may not have existed at all. Some people seem to think the band is a hoax, even though there is, in fact, video footage of them performing on a talent show around 1968. It's a band called the Feminine Complex, and this track that you're going to be hearing is called I've Been Working on You, which was a single released on Athena Records, the same label that released their one and only album during their lifetime called Live in Love, which was later reissued by Teen Beat Records, along with another collection called To Be in Love, which is actually where I got this recording from. It's a series of live recordings, demos, tracks from the television show aforementioned. And anyway, I hope you enjoy this track.
Yeah.
And coming up next is a track called Melvin by a band called The Bells. And if you listen closely, you'll notice that this track is actually a rewrite of The Shadows of Night or Them's track Gloria, with Melvin plugged in instead of Gloria. And this particular track comes from a collection called Girls in the Garage, Volume 1. There was actually a whole series of these records, collecting various 45s on vinyl, and semi-bootleg in nature. And just to follow it up, we'll be including the Pandoras cover of Melvin. The Pandoras were a band from Los Angeles from the early 80s to mid-80s. Their lead singer, Paula Pierce, who you'll hear on this track, sort of like a precursor of Courtney Love, unfortunately died very young of a heart condition. I hope you enjoy both.
I'm gonna tell you about my baby. You know it comes around. He's at 6 feet four from his head to the ground. You know it comes around here. It's about midnight. It makes me feel so good, Lord. You know it makes me feel. His name is
so good. Ow! I want to taking me to darkness. Comes walking down my street.
Yeah.
Why don't you come up to my house?
Yeah.
And knock upon my door.
Yeah.
And they call out my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, make me feel alive. Ow!
M-E-L-V-I-A.
M-E-L-V-I-A.
And this next track is by a band from Lubbock, Texas, a place that used to have a certain place in my heart, and really still does. Hi, Arna. This band was unique in as much as they were all 12 to 15 years old when they were making these recordings. And to correct an earlier mistake, this is the band that appeared on a talent show and won a bunch of money, not the Feminine Complex. When it comes to the Feminine Complex, I've met people who insist they have an original copy from 1969 of their first album as an attempt to refute the claim that they're a hoax band recorded nowadays. Anyway, this recording is vaguely disturbing in as much as it's the 12-year-old who's singing the little ode to Little Latin Lupe Lou, but it's still a fun little recording from the time period, so I hope you enjoy.
And we're gonna do it for you, and it's called Little A Loopy Loo.
He couldn't do.
He's my groovy little baby.
Woo!
Little Latin Lupe Lou. Oh, if you wanna do the jerk, Lupe Lou can put him down. And the why to say, he's the best from miles around. He's my groovy little baby.
Woo!
Little Latin Lupe Lou.
Try to do it again for you. This time for a little more feeling. Yeah, yeah.
I'm shaking, shaking, Lupe. Are you so good, baby? Come on, do it like you do. Yeah, yeah. You're my groovy little baby.
Woo!
Little and new baby.
And coming up next is a band that probably won't require that much of an introduction. Much like Fanny, they were fairly well known and notorious and also didn't sell an awful lot of records, at least not in North America. They'll be more famous at the moment for the movie that was just made with Kristen Stewart playing Joan Jett and Dakota Fanning playing Cherry Curry, which is apparently out on DVD this week, by the way. This is The Runaways with the Queens of Noise, a track which on the album that it's on, Queens of Noise, didn't really impress me, but this live version has quite a kick to it. And apropos of nothing, the band's song Queens of Noise is where I derived the name of my first zine, Noise Queen, from that, in addition to the fact I'm kind of a noisy queen. So I hope you enjoy this particular track, The Runaways, Queens of Noise. This next track coming up right now is from the Modettes. It's called White Mouse Disco. They were an English band who were around from about 79 to the mid-80s, releasing one album, The Story So Far, which was just reissued on CD with some bonus tracks from B-sides and singles, which is where I obtained this track from. There's actually a video on YouTube of the original version of this track called White Mice, although the differences are very slight between the two, so I hope you enjoy this track.
Thank you.
Coming up next is sort of a mini set of bands not from the UK or the United States, beginning with Lilliput from Switzerland with their track Ain't You, which is on a compilation from Kill Rocks that is called Lilliput. They originally had a name derived from a product that the Kimberly Company put out, but that company asked them to not use the name anymore. Followed by the 5678's track Bomb the Twist, which is on an EP of the same name, and also on a collection called All Right This Time, Just the Girls. Following that with Japan's Angel in Heavy Syrup, with a track from their second album, imaginatively titled 2. And that band, as well as the 5678s, were from Japan. And following that with two bands from Canada, The Gaze with Peking Shows His Ignorance, and Mao with Ms. Lefebvre. Since this is a nominally queer radio show, the next two tracks will be by bands that had various sensibly shewed sisters of one description or another in their lineup at one point or another. We'll start with Tribate from San Francisco with their track Wrong Bathroom, which is on an album called Snarkism and also on an EP called Roadkill Cafe, although you probably can't get the latter anymore. And that will be followed by Slater Kinney, a slightly more famous, reasonably more better-selling band, who were on various labels including Chainsaw, Kill Rock Stars, and Sub Pop, This is from their album on Kill Rock Stars called Dig Me Out. It's called One More Hour. And it was inspired by an affair between Carrie and Corin from the band. I hope you enjoy both.
Punk rock bands are in the USA. Stopping along the American highway. Pull into the truck stop cause I gotta take me. Everybody's staring like I'm some kind of freak. Fuck all this attention. I try to sneak into the ladies' room without getting caught. All right! What? I just gotta eat some pie. I gotta show you what I got.
Excuse me, sir. Over by the stall. Wrong bathroom.
The man's just down the hall.
Gender, but you look so given me or anything but tender. What's your problem? I ain't got a member. Fine, I'm going to the boys' room, but it really fucking stinks. What's with your aim, boy? You try to hit the tank? Your tomcat spray for men so rank. So boy, you will do the resin, bloody tampon on sick. Alright! Yeah, my hair's pink. I'm the Miss Link. You didn't have a Miss Link bathroom!
Are you a girl? Your titties are kind of small. I'm still confused.
The man's just down the hall!
Is that a he or she? Is that a him or a her? Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Sir? Am I supposed to feel ashamed? Cause you're confused. Cause I... in your foxy loser. I'm gonna have a bladder burst while you ponder gender.
Excuse me, sir. Over by the stall. Wrong fucking bathroom.
No two kinds, and I'm number three. You and Rush done a shit about me, so let me pee.
Next up are a couple of bands that one could describe as sort of high concept. We'll start with the Neptunas with their track Hey Jimmy Freak, which is a tribute to the man who started the Teenicide record label. Neptunas was sort of a Shags Gone Surf ensemble. And following that with the Donnas, Rock and Roll Machine, which is on an album of the same name on Lookout, although I don't know how available that would be, given the state of Lookout these days. Now, they always claimed that they weren't inspired by the Runaways, but to me they just screamed the Runaways. I mean, the album even has a calendar inside, going with that whole sort of vaguely pin-up exploitation approach that Kim Fowley did with the Runaways. And the Donnas still continue to this day. They were briefly on a major label, now we're back on an indie label. I hope you enjoy both of these tracks.
There's a guy in town who really makes the scene. In the sporties in a Memphis shifter. To ride beside him, well now that would be my dream. Instead he only calls me his big sister. Well hey Jimmy Free, you think that I'm a geek if I idolize the things you do.
Your cheek, I only
And we're nearing the end of the program. Just a few public service announcements. If you have any suggestions, threats, promises, marriage proposals, what have you, you can email those to tim.bear@bell.net. That's tim.bear@bell.net. And yes, I'm very much aware there are any number of other all-girl bands in existence, the Go-Go's, the Bangles, and there are bands like ESG and the Raincoats who were mostly female, although they had various male members at various points in their career. But after all, one can't put everything on this show, or this show would go on even longer than it already is going on. I'm just going to conclude at this point with a couple of all-one-person female bands, if you will. Groups where all of the sounds are played by that one person. There are a few examples of that in musical history. There's Danielle Dax from England, and there's Maureen Tucker from the Velvet Underground, whose first 45 and first album also feature her playing all the instruments. But just to be perverse, I thought I'd conclude with Lucia Pamela, who was 65 when she recorded this album in 1969 with a track called Walking on the Moon, a rather high-concept album, as she was a rather high-concept kind of person. You really should seek it out. It's on Arf Arf Records. It should be reasonably easy to find. And following that with Paradise Island, which is a solo project by Jenny Hoyston from the San Francisco band Erase Errata, who do sort of math rock, vaguely angular music. Her solo album, this one anyway, is a little more electronic in nature. She has another album under her own name, Jenny Hoyston, which is a little more conventionally rocking. Anyway, hope you enjoy.
Oh, I see elms! Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on!
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky they fly high, this is a love from them. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little cow, and this is what she said to me. And that's what she said to me. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little chickadee, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da.